This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruchim Abba, and we continue in Mishnah Daf Hashavua. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Yud Aleph. We're at the end of Sif Yud, and I just want to clarify something from yesterday. We know that the hole, the shear of the hole, has to be not less than Mikeshar Agoidel Aratzi Pairan, from the joint of the thumb to the nail. But it has to be more than three fingers. And there was a Shaila in Sif Yud that there was a Yesh Oimrim that in the width of the Beged there is no shear. There's no shear in the width of the Beged. And some say the width of the Beged is like the length. But it was unclear what is the width and what is the length. And I think just a simple clarification somebody pointed out after the shir was this is talking about a talis gadol, not a talis katan. See, a talis katan, my difficulty was we wear the talis katan length to the length of a person. We put the length of the garment to the height of a person. But the Mishnah Berurah said the width of the garment is what a person wears to his height. So I was very confused by that. It's Pasha. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about the talis gadol. Okay? So the width is what you wear to your height. The length is what you wrap yourself in. Okay, so then it should be clearer. So now let's clarify. So this is the talis. We wear the length of the talis to the width of a person, right? You put it on the back of you and you wrap it around. So when there's an opinion that the width of the beged has no shear, and the width meaning from head to foot, and the width is basically from top to bottom, and the length is masha mesa'atif bay, the darchi tefu ba'arach, Ein loy shear. The Mishnah Berurah said, Ein loy shear lamata. So in other words, in the width of the garment, there is an opinion that there's no minimum shear. So in other words, it would come out then that you could put the hole right near the bottom of the width, as long as it's the requisite shear from the end of the length. Lamaisa, we're careful to be makvid on both, but that's just defining what this means. In other words, accordingly, if the width is from top to bottom, if there's no shear in the width, you could put the hole right by the bottom. Which would then mean, by the talis katan, when we wear it this way, then the width would have to be on the sides. I mean, the opinion that there's no shear in the width, it would have to be on the side. Again, we don't hold that way, but whatever we're saying here for the talis gadol, it would be l'chaira, the exact opposite by the talis katan. Because the gadol, you wear length, the talis gadol you wear this way, the talis katan you wear this way. Okay, let's see Sif Yud Aleph. Im hagodil shekoyrin oiri liza hu rachav layato bay hatzitzis. If the gedil, which is the oiri liza, is wide, do not put on a tzitzis. Vim hito bay, and if you put it on, pasal. Why? Da al kanfei v'gdehem ksiv. It says on the corners of your garment. V'ze einoy nechshav mehabeged. This is not considered part of the beged. Aval oila hu l'shir molay kesher gaidol. This would be added to the shear of the from the joint to the nail. Ula harchaka shalosh etzbois, and the distance of three fingers. Kivan shanek of toicha beged. If the hole is in within the beged. Now, what is this talking about? L'char, what this talking about is that if at the end of the beged you have sort of tassels or part of the beged which is not warped and wefted. In other words, it's only It's only woven in one direction. So to speak, it's not actually part of it. It's like the phrase of the end of the baguette. In other words, if here's the baguette, and let's say the end of the baguette, a chves, you had, I don't know, it's yeah, like this. The end of the baguette was like this. It was sort of not completely woven in both directions. So long as the hole is in the baguette, it would be good. You can't put the hole in this part of the baguette, but if you put the hole in the baguette proper, this part would count toward it being Meloi Kesha Agadol away from the edge, and it would count toward the three fingers, that it can't be more than three fingers away from the edge. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shekoyin Uri Leza, Hainu Mashmanichin Ktsas Chute Shasibalay Erev Uvesoif Argim. That is, you leave some weft strings without the warp, and at the end you weave it. So it seems like you had these strings going in one direction, and then they'll be attached at the end. Not just hanging loose at the end, they'll be attached at the end. Some write, this is what we call in our language the krekus. It doesn't matter if the gedil is in the length or the width. Hu rachav. If the orlaiza is wide, don't put on tzitzis. What does that mean if it's wide? Shu yoisim alay kesha goydal. If it's more than the joint to the nail. Well, if it's not more than that, if it's less than that, of course you can't put the tzitzis on it, because it's of course pasul. Demloi kein belav hachi pasul kanal. Shalosh etzbois, three fingers. Hainu shelo yarchik hanekev misfas hagedil vahala yoiser mishalosh etzbois. Meaning, don't put the hole from the edge of the of this what we're calling gedil, from the end of this border of the garment, more than three fingers. So it's going to count toward the space that the hole is from the edge, but you still can't put the hole on that area. Says the Rama, Haga, V'toiv sheyimdoid shir kesher goido beloy hagadil, via toich sholesh etzbois im hagadil. It is good to measure the shear. Okay, so right, we have two shiurim. We have a minimum shear, and that is the Meloi Kesher HaGoydel. That is from the joint of the thumb to the nail. And we have a minimum, that's the minimum, and a maximum of three fingers. Now, we just said that you shouldn't put the hole on the border, which is also called Gedil. You shouldn't put the hole on this border. However, you could put it past the border, and the Mechaber says that it's oile l'shir malei kesher goydal ula harchaka shoshet bois. Comes Ramah. Yes, maybe b'di'eved the border will count toward the shir of malei kesher goydal, but it's better not to have to come on to that border to have the shir of malei kesher goydal. It's better to have malei kesher goydal without it. However, it should still be within three fingers with the border. So in other words, we're going to be machmer on both ends. We're going to say regarding the minimum shear, you should have the minimum shear without that border. But regarding the maximum shear, it should be within the maximum shear with the border. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'lo yagdil, v'magdil rachav shtei etzbois ha-shalosh. Now the problem is, what if the gedil is two or three fingers wide? So there's no way you could have Meloi Kesher HaGoydel from the edge, and still it be within three fingers total. So you're going to have to trim it Yachtek Mitzasai. V'adinim Chutei Hashsi Bolten B'loi Erev, Oya Erev B'loi Shsi. Likewise, let's say you just have warp or weft string sticking out of the edge of the garment. Yesh Safik Amoy L'minyan, there's a question whether it's going to count toward the Shiurim. V'yakin Yachtek Oysam B'makam HaKnafes, better to trim it at the corner. V'alkin, therefore, svas hatala shalanu, the edge of our garment, shekorin shlak. You thought a shlak is only on a sukkah, apparently tzitzis also have a shlak, the edge of our talis that we called shiliak, not to be confused with celiac, shiliak, shein boi chutin arugin mishsiv erev, yachdoich oisam, cut them, koidim hatalas hatzitzis, b'makam haknafais, before you put on the tzitzis in the place of the corners. Okay, so the bottom line is that we have a minimum share of Mulai Kesher Goydel Arat Sipar, and that was Siftes. We have a maximum share of three fingers, that is also Siftes. But in Sif Yud Aleph, we're learning that the edge of the border will contribute toward these Shiurim, but just don't put the hole there. However, the Ramah's opinion is that it L'chadchila should not be contributing to the Kesher Gudol, and therefore you're really in very, very limited territory, because if you put the hole more than Kesher Gudol after the border, very likely it's going to be beyond three fingers. So it's better to trim off any of these edges. By the way, if you look in the bottom, the two bottom bir alachas lo yatil boy, the bir alachas says v'talisim sheyesh b'sfas habeged orog. Kein tchelas v'chutim kfulim, ein zeh safa ela begin mamishu. A talis that has on the edge some kind of woven thing like tchelas. I guess what we have, you know, the tassels. You know, sometimes on the beged they have these tassels. This is not considered a border. This is really part of the beged. The toiv sheyimdoid, he quotes the Malbim, Kasbar says Chaim in the name of the Chida and other Achroinim, that our talisim that they have, goven mabi basafa, moididin min haknaf shalosh etzbois, uvichlau ze hagoven mabi. I don't know exactly what this goven mabi is, but any kind of decorative thing will contribute to the shear of three etzbois. It will still have to be, the tzitzis still should be within three etzbois, including the decorative item. Okay, we'll continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow in Sif Yud Beis. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.